Nobody thought about Megan, though. But then, nobody but Suzanne knew that she was being locked in the cellar, either. Not even Mrs. James knew that much. The reason why she was locked up this time was because Megan had heard from one of her school friends, who lived a few doors up the street, that they had been burgled the day before. Apparently, two men, and probably a small boy, had stolen all their valuables while Mrs. Smith was out shopping. It seemed that two brush salesmen had been ringing the front doorbell, and that the door had opened and they had gone in. A neighbour across the road had testified to having seen the men being invited in. However, upon questioning, the neighbour could not swear to having actually seen who opened the door, but the men had removed their hats and entered respectfully. The police had worked out that after ringing the bell a few times, they had phoned a boy accomplice who was waiting round the back to climb in through a fanlight window and open the front door while keeping out of sight. When they were finished, the boy probably let them out and then left by the back door into the lane. In fact, the gang were fairly well known to the police all around the country, and there was now a warning on Crime Watch on TV. The public was shown various disguises that the men frequently used in their con tricks. It was thought that the team had already left the area, but they said that they could be active again within a month or two. The brush salesman that Suzanne had allowed into their house was the spitting image of one of the gang.